From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled Covenant Theology. The text is verses 12 through 21 of chapter 5. Dr. Cairns is presenting an exposition of the fundamental consequence of the doctrine of justification by faith in Christ. The Apostle Paul has already demonstrated that all men are sinners. Sin came into the world because of Adam's disobedience, and this sin nature is passed on to all who are born in Adam's race. In other words, sin is imputed to all people because of their relation to Adam as the federal head of humanity. This is why even infants and mentally incapacitated people die, even though they have never committed a sin of their own. As Dr. Cairns will explain, this answers the question of how a just God can condemn all people to physical death. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. Before he comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text is found in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 7. He was heard in that he feared. Did this fear arise from the infernal suggestion that he was utterly forsaken? There may be sterner trials than this, but surely it is one of the worst to be utterly forsaken. See, said Satan, thou hast a friend nowhere. Thy father hath shut up the bowels of his compassion against thee. Not an angel in his courts will stretch out his hand to help thee. All heaven is alienated from thee. Thou art left alone. See the companions with whom thou hast taken sweet counsel. What are they worth? Son of Mary, see there thy brother James. See there thy loved disciple John, and thy bold apostle Peter. How the cowards sleep when thou art in thy sufferings. Lo, thou hast no friend left in heaven or earth. All hell is against thee. I have stirred up my infernal den. I have sent my missives throughout all regions, summoning every prince of darkness to set upon thee this night. And we will spare no arrows. We will use all our infernal might to overwhelm thee. And what wilt thou do, thou solitary one? It may be this was the temptation. We think it was, because the appearance of an angel unto him, strengthening him, removed that fear. He was heard in that he feared. He was no more alone, but heaven was with him. It may be that this is the reason of his coming three times to his disciples. As Hart puts it, backwards and forwards thrice he ran, as if he sought some help from man. He would see for himself whether it was really true that all men had forsaken him. He found them all asleep, but perhaps he gained some faint comfort from the thought that they were sleeping not from treachery, but from sorrow. The spirit indeed was willing, but the flesh was weak. At any rate, he was heard in that he feared. Jesus was heard in his deepest woe. My soul, thou shalt be heard also.
I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by faith.
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. But don't delay. The supply is limited. Call or write for your copy today.
Not only the entrance of sin into the world was by the sin of one man, Adam, but the sentence on Adam's sin. Now follow what I'm saying here. God's sentence on Adam's sin was death for all men. As by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed. The idea is death entered by sin, and death passed through down unto all men individually by that sin. You remember back in Genesis 2:17, setting up the covenant of works with man, God had said, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And when Adam disobeyed God, he suffered death as the result of his fall. That day he died spiritually. That day, physical death began to work in his body. And he was condemned by his sin to eternal death, separation from God. Now we can follow that quite easily. In the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. But this is what Paul is saying, and this is what makes it so radical. What happened to Adam by that one fall of his happened to all his posterity by that same fall of his. In the day that Adam sinned, death was visited upon him as the penal infliction, as the result of his sin. But as the penal infliction upon his sin, death passed through upon all men. Follow carefully, verse 15. Through the offense of one, many are dead. Verse 16, it was by one that sinned. Again, verse 16, the judgment was by one to condemnation. Verse 17, by one man's offense, death reigned. Verse 18, by the offense of one, judgment came upon all to condemnation. Verse 19, by one man's disobedience, many were made. The word means constituted sinners. You know what that's saying, quite simply? To give it its theological value, Adam's sin and guilt were imputed to all his offspring. Now verse 12 gives us the basis for that imputation. Follow this carefully. Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed through upon all men. For that, there's been a lot of discussion as to how to translate the three Greek letters, actually, just two little words. How do you translate it? Some say it's in whom, referring back to the one man in whom all sinned. Simply what it means is because. Death passed through upon all men because all sinned. Now I want you to watch very carefully here. It is not, and it's important that we realize this, because all have sinned. As if to say that we are all condemned because, like Adam, we have all personally sinned. That is true, we have all personally sinned. But that's not what constituted us sinners. All sinned. Not only so, it does not say all have inherited a corrupted, depraved nature from Adam and were condemned because we have a corrupt nature. No, it says, death passed upon all men in the sin of Adam, in the condemnation of Adam. death passed upon all men because all sinned. And the tense of the verb indicates that Paul is referring to one single, undivided, momentary act in the past. He's referring to a moment in the past when all sinned. That's Paul's teaching. What he's saying is, in some mysterious way, we were all involved in that one sin and that fall of Adam. The question is, how? Well, we've already dispensed with two of the proposed solutions. Those who like to have the translation, and this was certainly not the intention of the translators of the AV, but those who like to have the translation, all have sinned, usually follow the what's called the Pelagian way of explaining this text, which is simply that we're all born as sinless as Adam was created. We're all born with a clean slate. Adam was condemned because Adam sinned, and you'd be condemned because you sinned. That's the only ground in which God will condemn any of us. But that's the very opposite of what Paul is saying here. Why this 12-fold emphasis on one man, one sin, one righteousness? Then we have dispensed with the idea that it's because we inherited a corrupt nature from Adam that we're condemned. Corruption flowed from him. That's obviously very true. That actually was John Calvin's interpretation of Romans 5, though he didn't go on to follow it logically through, as others did, to a theory that's called mediate imputation. He did not do that. Without getting into the technicalities, this idea is, the mediate imputation idea is, that we got a corrupt nature from Adam. And because we have a corrupt nature, God condemns us. But the reality of that is that he didn't impute anything to us. You see, Paul is going much further back than that. These things don't expound his meaning. They impose a meaning on him. They contradict verses 13 and 14 directly, as we'll come to see in a moment. They undermine the gospel. Because if this... either of these ideas was correct, the logical conclusion would be, here's a parallelism, if Paul were saying we're condemned because of personal acts of sin, then the parallel will be we are justified by personal acts of righteousness. But that's not Paul's message. That's heresy to Paul. There are really only two possibilities. All sinned. Verse 12, by many commentators is said to be the equivalent of the words of verse 19, all were made or constituted sinners. The idea here is that God made Adam our covenant head. That Adam stood for us in the covenant of works. And therefore his sin is imputed to us so that we are constituted sinners and legally liable to God's wrath on that account. Now, Adam is our covenant head. We are told, Hosea tells us emphatically, that we, like Adam, our translation says like men, but the Hebrew word is simply Adam. We, like Adam, transgressed his covenant. So Adam is our covenant head. And there's a lot of truth here. But there's something missing. I think it assumes the unprovable. All sinned. How could you prove that that is exactly the same as all were constituted sinners? There's no way of proving that. I think they are certainly related, but not identical. Not only so, there's a big question here. The people who hold this view, Charles Hodge, for example, A.A. Hodge, his son, many others, have the belief that God creates every individual soul that the only thing that is propagated from Adam through the generations is the physical nature of man. That the soul is created and united with that by a distinct act of God in every individual. Boggles the mind, to be quite honest, but then everything in this field boggles the mind. But here's the question. Where is the justice of God in all this? Paul is at pains to emphasize this is just. He's giving us a reason. He's saying death passed upon all men because there's good cause for it. But the question is, how can a just God impute to you and me that with which we have no linkage or participation and damn us on that account? How can that be? It gets compounded when you ask, if Adam's corruption is all in the physical nature, which of course is very difficult to explain biblically, you cannot explain sin and corruption in terms of physicality merely. But if that's what's passed on, how does one defend the justice of God in taking a sinless soul directly created by His hand, uniting it with that corrupted physical nature and immediately condemning it to hell because of that involvement? How can that be? Personally, I think that there is another ingredient. All sinned in Adam. Because not only are we one with him in the covenant of works by divine appointment, but we are one with him in that we were really and actually in him. As it was later said of Levi, that he was in the loins of his father Abraham when Abraham paid tithes unto Melchizedek. We were in Adam. In other words, in Adam, the human race and human nature was whole and entire. Our Westminster Standards, I think, very accurately teach that Adam was both the root and the federal or covenant head of the whole race. And so therefore, in a very real way, we all sinned in Adam. We all participated in Adam's sin, not by individual volition, but by our natural racial identity in him and with him. W.G.T. Shedd, the great American Presbyterian theologian of the 1800s, said, "Participation is the ground of merited imputation." If I had time, I would go on and expound that non-participation is the ground of unmerited imputation. We were in Adam and we sinned in him. His sin is our sin, not only covenantally, which is true, but really because it was the sin of the whole unfragmented human nature. So Adam's offense, Adam's fall, was one man's. Was one man's. And yet, it is justly chargeable upon all men.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.